As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
And welcome to this week's episode of the Game Notes Podcast, your Utah Jazz podcast on the Athletic Podcast Network. I'm Dave DeFore. You know that voice. You know that other voice, too, which you haven't heard yet. Mr. Tony Jones. Mr. Tony Jones.
It's the sultry tones of Tony Jones. The sultry.
Are they sultry? No. No. They're not sultry. But, I mean, there's definitely a lot of bombast coming out of there.
Bombast. Look, I have no idea. Bombast, boom bass, one of those bass, right?
Yeah. Okay, you're a little shaggy right now. We got to talk right off the top about this steak dinner because I pulled off the impossible and made up a game last week. So we're actually tied for the season going into the last week of basketball, and actually not even the last week, it's just the last two games. So we're both 44 and 22. We did pretty well. And the last two games are against the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Sacramento Kings. Neither of us are picking against the Utah Jazz in any of those games. So we are calling this a tie. And as such, for the regular season, right, we are attempting to come up with an adequate tiebreaker to break this tie. And so
now,
we're
the
actually
reason
go ahead.
We have to do this. We have to do this because my ego cannot take being tied with you. I have to be better than you.
Well, you know, nobody likes a tie. Ties are un-American, nobody. Right?
And we're not flipping a coin.
Yeah, this is not the Premier League and this is not the NBA draft. So we're not flipping a coin and we're not having a tie. So what we want you guys to do is to hit us up and let us know what you think we ought to do for a tiebreaker. We're looking for realistic ideas. It could be maybe I have to buy Madden and beat Tony really, really badly in Madden. I don't know. Maybe I need to, maybe NBA 2K. Maybe we need 2K Sports to send me and Tony copies of 2K and we can play 2K against each other and determine the winner that way. I'm not sure, but we want to hear your ideas because we don't have any good ones, obviously. So hit us up with those. Definitely hit Tony up in his mentions all night long with those ideas because, you know, he loves that. Now, Tony, Utah has lost, as we recorded this, two games in a row. And the sky is falling. Like, we're all very worried now about the Utah Jazz, aren't we?
They might as well not even show up for the playoffs at this rate.
I mean, listen. Can they swap spots with a play-in team? Because that's, you know, that's where they belong, right?
That's what they look like right now.
Now, to add some context to this, a lot of Utah Jazz fans are freaking out because they lost to the Warriors and they lost to the Suns. They're missing two of their three best players. I think it's safe to say that. Conley and Donovan Mitchell.
It turns out basketball can be hard against playoff teams that are playing desperately when you have 42 points missing from your lineup.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, and you would think that the way that people are acting, that this team really is backing into the playoffs, backing into this number one seed. 5-2 in their last seven. That's without Donovan Mitchell and without Mike Conley.
And what are their O&D? What are their O&D ratings, by the way?
Yeah, so they've got a 7.2 net rating. That's good for seventh in the league over the last seven games. But they're top 10. They're number 8 in offense, and they're number 9 in defense. And there's been a couple of blowouts in there, by the way. Or at least the one, the Portland one, was kind of a blowout.
Well, no, the Sacramento one was a blowout.
Sacramento was a blowout, yeah.
Yes.
So you know, this is not a team that I'm worried about. I think that the talent is still there. They're just missing their two best guys. Now, am I worried about Donovan Mitchell? Absolutely. I think it's not great that he wasn't able to get back out on the court this week. You have any news there? Is he going to try to play it all this weekend? Do you know?
No, he's out for the rest of the season.
Okay.
Rest of the regular season.
And that's, that's another week of rest because, you know, we don't have the play-in games until Tuesday. And I think the regular playoffs don't start until
Here's the thing. Donovan Mitchell's been and Mike Conley have both been ruled out. Okay. I mean, well, Donovan Mitchell's been officially ruled out. Mike Conley's probably not going to play for the rest of the regular season. Okay. Both of those guys are going through pregame warmups and they're going at full speed, both of them.
Have you had a chance to get a look at Donovan in pregame warmups? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
They look fine. I mean, okay. Through video.
And of course, relatively fine during warmups doesn't mean anything for an NBA game. So I don't think you can take away a ton, but you don't see anybody out there in a walking boot.
If you're on a sprained ankle and you are changing direction, you're crossing over, you're rising up for your jump shot, you're going through warmups basically like you're about to play in a game. I mean, you can – this is a caution thing. This is not, oh, my God, is Donovan Mitchell going to be ready for the playoffs? He's going to be ready for the playoffs. He's going to be ready for game one. Same thing with Mike Conley. They're going to be fine. Now, the question is, are they going to have their rhythm? Now, that's the question because you can't simulate the rhythm of an NBA game. And when you haven't played in a month, that's the thing. So from that standpoint, it's definitely fair to question it. But from the standpoint of whether they're going to be there and healthy, I'm 99% sure that they're going to be healthy and they'll be fine and they'll be there.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. Is there anything that stands out from you in the last, 7 to 10 games that seems like a real concern? Because you have to take in, again, the context of missing Conley and Mitchell aside. Are there other pieces of the team that maybe you're a little bit less certain of than you were, let's say, a month and a half ago?
No, because everything that's their issue right now is relating to missing Conley and Mitchell. Like their inability right now to handle a switching defense, that goes away when Conley and Mitchell come back because you could just give those guys the ball and they isolate. Then you have three or four guys that can isolate. And then all of a sudden you're not isolating Bojan Bogdanovic against Robert Covington, who is Portland's best defender. You're isolating him against, CJ McCollum or Damian Lillard because, Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley are also on the floor. So you see what the trickle-down effect is. The one question that I would have is, are you wearing out the role players a little bit with the added usage? But I almost don't even question that either because the Jazz have a week off between games. So, I mean, those guys are going to get, a lot of rest. They're going to get a lot of treatment. They're going to get shots up. They're going to get practice reps in. and you know their legs are going to be rested. So I mean, it's almost like Jazz are going to, you know, undergo like another All-Star break. And when, let's assume they're the number one seed. If they're the number one seed, the team that they are going to be playing against in game one, whomever it is, will have played twice that week on one day rest each time. So, I mean, there's just not much that I'm worried about with the Jazz in terms of, in the context of, is this a long-term concern? Because, you know, I just think that everything that's a concern currently is a concern because they're not whole.
I will say this. There's been one side benefit that is not being talked about enough, and that's that Boyan has gotten going in their absence. I mean, this is one of the things I thought they missed last year in that series against Denver. They didn't have that guy who, when Donovan was taken away, you could hit as a release valve. I mean, Joe Ingles is playing better, but Boyan is the big thing to me because I don't think he's been this good all season, and now he's playing his best basketball. And I don't think that the two are separated. I think him getting the ball in his hands more led to him playing better. And this is the perfect time for that because now you've got another guy who can run bench units. You know, you're going to be able to get Donovan the rest that he needs, especially coming back from that ankle. You're going to be able to get Mike Conley off the court. This has been a huge development for them in the last few weeks.
I agree. Now the question is, can he do it with less reps? Can he do it with less usage? You know, when Mike and Donovan come back, you know, they're going to be less shots for him. But if he can be that efficient, if he can maintain the same efficiency and maintain the same kind of production with less usage than the Jazz, to me, they become really, really dangerous because that was what was missing in the bubble. You know, that third or fourth guy, especially because, you know, Denver was able to commit Gary Harris to Jordan Clarkson, and that took away Jordan Clarkson a lot in games 6 and 7. And then they committed him to Donovan Mitchell, and Donovan, and he gave Donovan some issues down the stretch in game 7. So, you know, I just think that the Jazz want to be whole and they want to be healthy, and you know, and they want to get a week of rest and preparation and practice underneath their legs. So, you know, I'm just not wholly worried about what's going on right now. You know, if you want to be worried about, you know, whether the Jazz are going to get the number one seed or not, fine. That's probably fair because you still got to win 2 games in all likelihood. But, you know, other than that, you know, worrying about, you know, whether they're going to be fine for the playoffs, I wouldn't worry about that at all.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Are you worried at all about who they're going to play?
No, not really, because A, there aren't any, you know, obviously the boogeyman is the Lakers, right?
And that's it.
You know, and if, you know, this Utah Jazz team, their goal is not to get out of the first round of the playoffs. Their goal is not to get out of the second round of the playoffs. Their goal is to win a championship. So if you're going to win a championship, that means you need to be the best team when it counts. So if you play the Lakers, well, oh, well, you play the Lakers. You gotta beat somebody at some point. So, I mean, I'm just not worried about that either. Like, you know, you got to play who you play. You know, if your goal is to get out of the first round of the playoffs, then, yeah, worry about playing the Lakers because, you know, that's obviously a toss-up series at best for the Jazz.
If they're healthy, you know, I think. But if the Lakers are diminished, I think Utah has the talent, and it'd be fine. I mean, the matchup isn't great for them because I think the guard defenders for the Lakers have really given the Jazz a lot of trouble. But I just think the talent in the playoff series would ultimately win out if Anthony Davis and LeBron aren't, you know, 100%. And maybe they don't have to be 100% because they are so talented, but I think they got to be pretty close because the Jazz are a damn good team.
Here's what I would say from the Lakers' perspective. I would greatly prefer Phoenix over the Jazz because I think the Jazz can extend the Lakers in ways that Phoenix can't on both ends of the floor. So, I mean, if you're the Lakers and the Jazz are the 8 seed, I want the 7 seed. Not that they can't beat the Jazz, because obviously they can, and they would be favored to beat the Jazz. But, you know, the Lakers want to win a championship too. And, you know, I don't think they want to go 7 in the first round with the Jazz team that, A, you got to beat them in elevation in Salt Lake City, and they're going to be rested, and you're going to have you will have played twice if you're the 8 seed, as opposed to have played once, get the 7 seed, and you get the Phoenix team where you don't have to beat them at elevation, where they don't have the size or the rim protection to deal with you on either side of the floor. That's what I would say.
I think that. If you're the Lakers, you definitely want to play the less talented team, which would be Phoenix. I don't know that the Lakers don't want to play any of those teams. I think the Lakers, if they had their druthers, they would have been playing the Nuggets, right? Like, they'd be the 5 seed at worst, right? And they would be going into the Nuggets. All of those teams, I mean, Utah, Phoenix, and the Clippers are going to be tough. But on the other hand, if you're Utah and you catch Golden State or you catch the Lakers, it's like a 6 or 7 game series. And right. In the first round for eventual champions, that's not how it usually goes. And I mean, there's just no getting around it. It doesn't mean that it's going to preclude them from winning a title, but it's definitely going to make it harder. And in particular, looking at Conley and Donovan Mitchell coming back from injury, worrying that maybe the first 2 games, they're just trying to get their legs under them almost. I don't know, man. I get nervous about it.
So
who's guarding LeBron? Is that going to be Bojan or is that Joe Ingles or?
It'll be Bojan.
Yeah.
And then you put Royce on Anthony Davis, and then you put Andre Drummond. You put Rudy on Andre Drummond. Now the problem with the Lakers is if you play Andre Drummond, the more you play Andre Drummond, the more you have to play drop big. And then the more you have to play drop big, the Jazz will just eat drop big alive. It doesn't matter who's on the floor. So if you're the Lakers, then you're in a series with the Jazz, how much can you play Andre Drummond or Montrezl Harrell or Marc Gasol against the Jazz?
I think Gasol is the most playable guy, even though, you know, he can't guard on the perimeter. I do think that what he brings offensively is going to be important, especially against Utah.
Yes, agreed.
And, you know, he can operate at the wing. He can operate in the high post. He can operate at the top of the key. And bringing Rudy up is going to be big for them. So I would actually expect to see a lot of Marc Gasol in that matchup. But you're right defensively. And this is where Anthony Davis being at full strength is a game changer for them, because that's the move. The move is Anthony Davis playing center, and now all of a sudden Utah has to scramble their pieces and make changes. It still doesn't take Rudy Gobert off the court, but the calculation and the, you know, the trigonometry of the court is different because of Anthony Davis. Now, I don't think Anthony Davis is going to be shooting like peak Kevin Durant in this year's playoffs like he did in the bubble. I think that was an aberration. So unless he's going to shoot like 60% from mid-range and 40% from 3, it's not nearly as dangerous as it was last year. He's still pretty dangerous, but I don't think it's going to be the same. I mean, I think we can all agree there, right? Like, he's not going to be that hot again.
And now, 2 pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
Which little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
How would you see a Jazz Warriors series? Because
It's another unique matchup for them, right? Like, I mean, the Warriors are good at the stuff that can beat the Jazz. But well, I just don't think they have the talent.
If you look at NBA Twitter, the Warriors should be favored in that matchup.
Well, that's just because everyone listens to me when I say that Steph Curry is just, you know, a cheat code, right? They hear me say that and they're like, oh yeah, man, we should put money on the Warriors. Now, so that's
would dumb. Would you favor the Warriors over the Jazz in a series?
Hell no. Hell no. No way. No. No, I'd struggle with the Lakers, honestly, because I haven't seen those guys back and healthy, right? But I'm also, I'm going to struggle with Utah until I see Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley healthy, because I think that all that context is going to matter. Like, the margins of difference in the teams this year is very slim. There is no perfect team. There is no runaway favorite. Everyone's got issues, whether it's injury related or just, you know, not playing up to expectations. I mean, there's so much stuff going on with every single team. It's going to be really hard to handicap any of these series. Any playoff series is going to be hard. I even think the play-in game is going to be tough, because if LeBron doesn't play between now and the play-in, it means we really wouldn't have seen him.
Well, here's the
forever
thing.
So, like, what is he going to look like?
In a one-game, 48-minute matchup, do you doubt that the Warriors can beat the Lakers?
I think the Warriors can win.
I do. I 100% think that the Warriors can beat the Lakers in a one-game matchup.
Yeah. I don't think Memphis can
100%.
Beat. 100%. If the Lakers are – and that's healthy, by the way. I think the Warriors can beat a healthy Lakers team. They have that much of a puncher's chance. I don't think the Grizzlies or the Spurs have a shot at all of beating the Lakers. I think either team could potentially beat the Warriors, because the Warriors have been inconsistent this season. Well, mostly when Steph Curry's not out there. But I'm with you. I think that the Warriors can definitely beat the Lakers. And that's why I think so much about the Lakers in that potential 8-1 matchup. That's a hell of a reward for having an amazing season, isn't it?
It is just... I just don't know that I've seen, like, I've been covering the NBA for 6 years. I've been watching basketball all my life. You know, so that's 30 years. I don't think I've ever seen a Western Conference with collectively 8 great teams. Like, legitimately, these are 8 really, really good teams.
I don't know if I'd go that far, because the Warriors are not really good. They have Steph Curry.
Steph Curry and the unique way they play is making them good at this point.
Well, I mean, Draymond playing center almost exclusively is the big thing for them, right? Like, him playing so much center. Andrew Wiggins has been great. Like, their last 30 games, he's averaging over 20 points a game, and I'm just going to try to pull this off the top of my head. I think he's shooting like 48, 38, 75 or something like that. I mean, really, really solid shooting numbers from him. They're a better team than their record, I would say. But they also just don't have much talent. So if you find a way to limit or take away Steph Curry, it's over. And I think that with good teams in the playoffs, Utah, Phoenix, the Lakers – if healthy, I don't think that the Warriors are that tough of a matchup over the course of a 7-game series. Individual games, certainly. And that's why I think that if the Warriors did play the Jazz, I'd be worried about a 6 or maybe 7-game series, because Steph Curry can just score 50 in 3 quarters if you need him to. You know, and when you have a guy like that, it gets tough.
If you get the Warriors and the Jazz in the series, I would pick the Jazz in 6. And I think it would be a relatively close 6. Like, I think it would be one of those, you know, this series is tied 2-2. You know, maybe the Jazz break through on the road in game 6. It could possibly, very, very possibly go 7. Just because I give that much respect to Steph Curry and Draymond Green. But to beat the Jazz, it's got to be more than those guys. Like, Andrew Wiggins is going to have to go nuts in like 2 or 3 games. Jordan Poole is going to have to go nuts in like 2 or 3 games.
Had 20 off the bench the other night.
Right. But he's going to have to do it in a playoff setting. He's going to have to do it more than once. And, you know, Kelly Oubre, and Kent Bazemore, they're going to have games like they had against the Jazz where they can't miss from three-point range. Especially Bazemore, you know, because he had 19 and hit like four or five threes against the Jazz on Monday. Like, a lot of stuff is going to have to go right. Like, you know, and then, but the two biggest things that, you know, are the difference is, number one, in the regular season, the Warriors have been seeing 30 minutes of Rudy Gobert. And in the playoffs, they're going to see 42 minutes of Rudy Gobert. Like, Rudy's not playing 31 minutes against the Warriors in the playoffs. He's going to play 42 minutes. And
Trent Forrest isn't out there for 20 minutes.
Trent Forrest won't be out there for 20 minutes in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to change. There's a bunch of things that are going to change. Like, and, you know, if it's the 1-8, you know, you're going in at a rest disadvantage because you will have already played twice, you know? And so, I mean, it's just going to be, there are going to be some stark differences between those two in the playoffs as opposed to the regular season.
Well, by the time we record next week, we'll have an idea. We'll know who Utah is going to play. We'll be able to handicap the series. Again, guys, hit us up with those tiebreaker ideas on Twitter so we can figure this out. And we'll have a tiebreaker set up for next week. Tony, this is going to be one of the more exciting few days of basketball, I think. I mean, the play-in, overwhelming success, has added so much drama to a time in the season where we mostly don't care, including us that cover the league for a living. Like, we're mostly looking ahead to the playoffs, and certainly we're looking ahead to the play-in now. But we got to watch every single game because all of these games have implications the rest of the way. It's been awesome. I don't know how you feel about it, Tony, but I love it.
I am with you. So I'm telling you, I am all in on the play-in, like, forever, for the rest of time.
Well, that's a good thing because it's not going anywhere.
Oh, no, it's not going anywhere. I've actually, you know, spoken to, you know, people in the NBA, you know, that are close to the office that have said, yeah, Tony, that it ain't going nowhere. Believe me, so.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week, folks. For Tony Jones, I'm Dave DeFore, and this has been the Game Notes Podcast.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.